Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Jonathan Gresham requests his Ring of Honor release and cusses out Tony Khan at Death Before Dishonor. Plus, we're looking at a WWE creative power grab following Vince McMahon's retirement. For Monday, July the 25th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Champion! Wow!
Gentlemen, it's a wonderful night for the Blackpool Combat Club. Unbelievable.
Who is this match? And new Ring of Honor World Champion, Claudio Castagnoli!
And it couldn't happen to a finer person. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Gentlemen, it's been an honor. Thank you and good night for now.
Thank you, William Regal. History has been made in Lowell, Massachusetts.
That was the moment that Claudio Castagnoli became Ring of Honor World Champion at Death Before Dishonor. However, events before and after that have cast some clouds over it. Jonathan Gresham, the former Ring of Honor World Champion, after a phenomenal title reign where he carried the Ring of Honor flame everywhere he went, has seemingly walked out of Ring of Honor, requesting his release from the company. Fightful Select reported that Jonathan Gresham had a heated meeting with Tony Khan and others from AEW and Ring of Honor before Death Before Dishonor on Saturday. He was unhappy with the direction of the booking and his character in the promotion. On top of this, just hours before Death Before Dishonor, Jonathan Gresham requested his release from the company. Now, it was a conversation that was held behind closed doors that many were able to overhear due to how loud it became. Fightful say, quote, "We are told that Gresham finally procured a meeting with Tony Khan before the show, and he was said to have communicated the frustration that led to him cussing out Khan. Several talents confirmed this to Fightful following the show. Gresham was reportedly unhappy with the creative direction for Ring of Honor. Gresham, according to Fightful, had voiced his reservations to AEW coaches QT Marshall, Christopher Daniels and Sonjay Dutt, and was only able to speak to Tony directly a few hours before the event. His concerns, according to multiple sources, were about losing the championship, going on first, the length of the match, and his prior heel turn. The vision that Gresham had for his journey through Ring of Honor did not quite match up with what Tony Khan had planned. In the days leading up to Death Before Dishonor, Gresham had hinted at frustrations with Tony Khan and his inability to communicate with him and the new Ring of Honor direction. Reports are saying that Gresham did the match and left the building shortly after, having no desire to return to wrestling in any variety for a long time. It would be a sad loss if we don't get Jonathan Gresham back on the books for another promotion after all of this goes down. He's not the only one that is away from Ring of Honor. Death Before Dishonor, it was also revealed that Prince Nana had purchased Tully Blanchard Enterprises and was filling Blanchard's spot. Now, Blanchard is believed to be gone from AEW and Ring of Honor, with Tony Khan wishing him all the best for whatever comes next during the media scrum. Now, Blanchard, who had managed FTR and was part of the Pinnacle stable in AEW, revealed the Gates of Agony and Cage as part of Tully Blanchard Enterprises back in April at Supercard of Honor. And 2 weeks ago, Gresham had joined the group And again, this was part of the frustration that Jonathan Gresham had in turning heel and joining Tully Blanchard Enterprises, which was a part of the agenda for what he wanted to do. Staying with Ring of Honor, let's talk a bit about the new Ring of Honor world champion, Claudio Castagnoli. Tony Khan, in the media scrum after Death Before Dishonor, revealing that Claudio's debut was meant to go slightly differently. He said the original plan was for him to debut here at Death Before Dishonor. It would have been a different build to the pay-per-view than what we did. Now, originally, my vision, when we spoke, was for Claudio to come back at Ring of Honor and debut as a mystery wrestler. I also knew, when we spoke, there was a possibility that he would come in as the replacement for Brian at both Forbidden Door and the Blood and Guts match. So everything worked out great. So Claudio was meant to rock up at Ring of Honor for the first time there rather than appearing at AEW shows. But with the injury to Brian Danielson, things were switched up, as we saw. The Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor show, a great night of wrestling, headlined by FTR and the Briscoes, putting on a three quarters of an hour wrestling classic, which you must take time out of your week to watch. But the story of Jonathan Gresham and his release has dominated the headlines coming out of Death Before Dishonor. And when we know more about it, you will know more at cultaholic.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's been about 4 minutes since we talked about the retirement of Vince McMahon, so let's do just that. Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio says that he is expecting a power grab for creative control within WWE going forward. Triple H and Bruce Pritchard set to both be in amongst that creative power grab. Triple H was directing traffic at SmackDown on Friday, as quoted by The Observer. Bruce Pritchard was producing the show, and he'll likely take on more in terms of the creative direction. But with Triple H now as the EVP, and with Stephanie McMahon and Nick Khan overseeing things as well, we could see some changes to creative direction, depending on who picks up the pen going forward. It's not just going to be creative where we'll see some changes. There's a lot of respect for Stephanie McMahon behind the scenes, in particular for the women's division. She received mixed reviews in the early 2000s, according to Wade Keller of PW Torch, but it's hard to find people who will say anything bad about her now. The feeling is that she has learned from her mistakes and she has grown as a person over the last 20 years. Wade Keller has stated that there is optimism among the women that Stephanie will improve their TV time and their presentation. And there is also belief among some that Sasha Banks and Naomi returning to the company could be on the table now that Vince McMahon has retired. Sasha and Naomi's issues were with Vince McMahon feeling, quote, deceived or disrespected by the way they were treated. With Vince gone, they could come back to a WWE that is now run by Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. So we could see a Naomi and Sasha Banks return on the card. Obviously, nothing has been said from either of those parties, but it's certainly one to keep an eye on. PW Torch also revealing that Vince McMahon had a little bit of creative stroke, one final stroke to administer before walking away, and that involved the former LA Knight, Max Dupree. PW Torch revealing that Vince McMahon decided a couple of weeks ago that Max Dupree was to be written out after rubbing people up the wrong way backstage. Fightful Select say, we're told that Max Dupree was unbooked last minute and people associated with the segment weren't given real concrete information on his status as of now. McMahon had taken a particular interest in the Maximum Male Models angle as it was all his idea. Marche and Mansoir were said to have been on board with the angle, but Eli Drake had reservations about things. McMahon actually came to the ring to produce the Maximum Male Models debut segment, which is said to not happen often. McMahon had a distinct vision for how Max Dupree would sound and worked with him quite a bit on it, even saying he wanted the character to sound nothing like L.A. Knight. When Fightful Select asked around about Dupree, one source indicated that the former Eli Drake, quote, ruffled some feathers with a couple of scripts, in that he challenged what some of the writers had come up with. Another source indicated that the best thing that could possibly have happened to Max Dupree was actually Vince McMahon retiring, because he does still have some supporters in WWE that enjoy his work, hinting that the door wasn't closed for the decision to be reversed. Whether we see Max Dupree or LA Knight on WWE TV again is yet to be seen. Now, how about Vince's relationship with Shane McMahon? Well, some interesting stories came to light around Shane and Vince over the weekend as well, from Fightful Select, who say Shane McMahon has been out of favour with WWE since a chaotic Royal Rumble that left a lot of WWE superstars genuinely unhappy and completely separate from his involvement. Now, as reported back in February, Shane McMahon was removed from WWE after he attempted to make too many changes to the Royal Rumble match. Brock Lesnar, among others, took issue with the adjustments, and reports of Shane being unprofessional emerged. Beyond that, general chaos and confusion about Shane McMahon's number and entrance ensued, resulting in him actually going out when Randy Orton was slated to enter. Vince McMahon himself was said to have made the decision to part ways with Shane in a professional capacity in WWE. Those close to Vince noted he went as far to say Shane, quote, would never get another pop in this company as long as I'm around. That same person said that they fully believed that to be in the heat of the moment, that to be a comment from the heat of the moment, and it wouldn't necessarily end up being the case. They said that McMahon's frustrations with Shane were extreme but justified, and said Shane McMahon, once he compromised Brock Lesnar's satisfaction with the match, was the end of the line. Now, in the aftermath of Vince McMahon retiring, a lot of people who have worked closely near him have been far more willing to speak on situations like this. Shane's relationship with Stephanie is also fractious, as revealed by Wade Keller of PW Torch, comparing their recent history to the TV show Succession, saying the siblings hang out, they yell, they battle, and they double-cross each other, but they hang out and they talk. And the impression I'm getting is that's not happening with Shane and Stephanie now. By the way, don't expect Shane to enter the picture here unless he just, you know, goes rogue and just shows up at a show. So what can we glean from all of this today? Vince McMahon, initially, big fan of the Max Dupree, Maximum Male Models gimmick and team. However, issues that Max Dupree had getting into the character led to Vince McMahon wanting him written out. Shane McMahon, following a chaotic Royal Rumble in 20th of January earlier in the year, led to him being removed from the company, and a rough relationship currently between Stephanie and Shane McMahon may see Shane McMahon not back in the WWE fold, possibly ever again. The consistent moving parts of the WWE since the retirement of Vince McMahon, those parts continue to move, and we will keep you updated throughout the day at cultaholic.com. Plus, on the podcast feed right now, a special roundtable discussion as Jack, Sam, and Ross give 9 pitches for what a post-Vince McMahon WWE could look like. Listen to that on the podcast and check it out on the YouTube channel as well. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.